This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Okay.
Boom! That was a hell of an entrance, wasn't it, Steve?
Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Picturesque. Picture perfect. Gorgeous.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. If you joined us on the heels of last night, what did we do last night, Steve?
We did a QAnon conspiracy theory.
Oh, and Sophane and Fat Pat from Poisoning the Well. That was fun. Yeah, so I think we're going to – I'm not really sure, to be honest with you guys. I think we're going to cover quite a few things tonight. I think these gentlemen have quite a few different topics that they're going to cover. I'm going to throw it to Trevor here in just a few and let him start us out just because there's just so much to get to. But before we do, as always, let me run through what we've got coming up for the rest of the week. Tomorrow – Destiny will actually be here. He'll be back with us. And he'll be having a debate with Jared. Jared, many of you know, with Red's Rhetoric, Flat Earth the Bunker. They're going to actually be debating the voter ID laws that have been attempted to be implemented across the country. The proposition is going to be, are voter ID laws inherently racist? I think Jared's going to be taking the position that they are not. Destiny will be taking the position that they are. So make sure you join us. So that's going to be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. On Friday, Dr. Grady McGurdy, who is a young Earth creation scientist, will be with us at 8 o'clock too. We're going to be talking about his position on dinosaurs, when they existed, if they walked with man. On Saturday, as always, we will have a full day on Saturday. At 4 p.m., we are doing our private Patreon hangout. So if you are a Patreon, make sure you join us for that. We've got a couple of things that we're going to be going over. At 7 o'clock, Jimmy and I, Mr. Atheist, will be doing our show. I'm not sure what he's picked out for us this week. I picked out last week, so he's doing this week. And then at 8 o'clock, Dr. Don Prothero will be with us. And Dr. Don Prothero is a world-renowned geologist and paleontologist. He was with us a couple weeks ago, and it was an awesome show. And we found out that he recently wrote a book about Flat Earth. And so we asked him if he would be interested in having a debate with the Flat Earther, and surprisingly enough, he accepted. So Dr. Don will be coming to debate somebody for Friday Night Fight. And then at 10 o'clock, Edgewise, the guy that sees dragons from Google Earth, fossilized dragons in the in Africa, he's coming back because he found an eagle that he just has to make sure we know about. So make sure that you're with
fossilized
us.
Fossilized eagle.
Fossilized giant eagle, yes.
Fossilized eagle.
So make sure you join us for that. Okay. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Let me introduce both of these gentlemen first. For the first time joining us, we have Dan. And Dan, please forgive me because I'm going to probably butcher your last name. But is it Bidondi?
Bidondi, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Bidondi, okay. You're a former reporter for InfoWars. You have your own radio show now called Truth Now Radio, correct?
TruthRadioShow.com, yep.
TruthRadioShow.com. I'm sorry, I apologize. He's with us, and then coming back, I believe this is his fourth or fifth time, Trevor Valley. Trevor's a paleontologist, has been on several different TV shows from History Channel, BBC. I didn't know this, but you were also in Ice Age.
Yeah, the IMAX show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Titans of the Ice Age, Ice Age, and I forgot what the third one was. Yeah, there's a couple of those, too.
Sweet.
They filmed a bunch at the Tar Pits.
Well, welcome back. And
Thank you.
Let's do this first. Dan, do you want to give a little bit more of an in-depth introduction to who you are and like what you do and what you plug your show, plug your radio show, all that stuff? And then Trevor will get you, and then you guys can...
Well, before we get started, I just want to let people know I do not have no PhD or D on front of my name. In fact, I never went to college other than flight school for aviation. But I'm just a normal person, activist, a radio talk show host, producer. I've been around the radio TV business for God knows how long, around politics since I was a kid. And basically, I learned a lot of things by hands-on, by studying myself. And, the Word of God is my primary source of truth, the Holy Bible.
Okay. And did you want to plug your show? Tell us about that.
TruthRadioShow.com.
Let's see.
Did we lose him?
I'm not sure. Dan, are you still there?
Yeah.
No, okay. He's still there.
Okay.
You're on your phone, so it's cutting out a bit, I think.
I'm trying to fix the volume
and cutting out just a
right
bit.
Now, let me see if I can. I'm going to raise your gain up a little bit, Dan, unless you have headphones. Do you have headphones by chance?
Not on me right now, no.
Is that better, Steve? Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Trevor. Introduce yourself and tell us a little about you.
You already did it. Trevor Valley, paleontologist, former assistant lab supervisor and lab supervisor of the world-famous La Brea Tar Pits. I've excavated in over... I've actually lost count the amount of areas from the domestic U.S. to Siberia, digging up woolly mammoths, and a whole bunch of shit. And Dan and I have been going at it on Twitter since, 2015, eh, Chief?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. 2 years in the making.
Yeah. It's 19, so. Now 19. So 15 plus, yeah.
Don't make Kyle do math.
Math and Kyle. It's been a long day, okay? Listen, it's been a long day. Okay, Trevor. Yeah. I guess, or Dan, wherever y'all want to begin, because I'm not sure where y'all want to start, so I'm just going to turn it over to you guys and let y'all have your talk.
Well, it was my challenge, and we're going to have a whole lot of topics to talk about. But first and foremost, Dan, you just said that you get all of your knowledge from hands-on experience, correct?
Correct, yep.
So what is your hands-on experience with fossils, paleontology, or any of that sort?
Well, that's, that's totally nothing to do with the subject. subject. Because it's a revolution. I don't care. I heard all the rhetoric before. I've been down that road. I even learned that crap in school. But there's no proof of evolution in fossils at all, plain and simple. So, no, I do not have no experience in any of that stuff you mentioned at all.
No proof of evolution in fossils at all. So, do you know what a therapsid is?
Nope. And now, you know, the thing is, so I'm not going to go into your... I'm not going to be sucked into that level, okay? We're here to discuss truth. The whole thing is, like, I don't want to go any further to learn evolution because evolution is based on a lie. It's an Illuminati doctrine. That's all it is. So, therefore, why would I want to indulge in something that's a complete lie in the first of all? And it's also, it's nothing more than a deceptive, a bastardized version, a splinter of the bastardized version of the perverted sacred science. That's all it is.
Okay, sure. So, first off, any of your conspiracy claims without any evidence, like you normally do, are going to be hitherto reduced to nothingness. Because since you have no proof of said conspiracy, you can't use that as a claim. Because your claim
that you're putting forward as fact.
Absolutely, I do. Physics. There's physics, really? There's biology, there's fossils, well, there's DNA. No.
Evolution is not science. Don't use science with evolution. Not even close.
What is science then, Uncle Fester?
Science is something you could observe, test. Something you could test and observe. In other words, if I boil this water here, like every time it's going to boil. Like when I put it in heat long enough, it's going to boil. So that's something we could observe and test and has results the same way over and over again. That's called science. Okay, something made up out of fantasy, like the universe is 13 billion years old. There's no proof of that. You can't test something like that. You know what I mean? That's called fallacy.
Of course you can.
That's fantasy. No, you can't.
No. See, what you don't understand. Hey, shut up. You just talked my turn. What you don't understand is that you willfully ignore the evidence. You've even said it yourself. Or I'm not going to learn it because it's part of an Illuminati plot. See, here's the thing. There is actual science behind all that. For example, the paleontological record is tested all the time, including a transitional form called Tiktaalik was found because we found amphibians on one level and we found slightly different amphibians on the other that were still in the water. So when we looked in the middle, guess what we found? A transitional fossil of one of the first animals to walk out onto the water. That right there shows that evolution and paleontology, evolution through paleontology, let me reiterate, is testable, has been tested through experiments, and has been confirmed. So right there, your whole thing of evolution is not science or paleontology is not science just went out the window. So,
no, it didn't.
Well, that was easy.
Because you can't use science.
Yes, it, of course it did. I just did it. I explained to you exactly how to
call
it was found.
I asked you how you proved the universe is 13.8 billion years old. You brought up something to do with sea animals. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So explain to me how you know the universe is 13.8 billion years old. Please explain. Oh, it's funny because you can't explain it.
Oh, I absolutely can. I'm just...
Oh, please do. Please enlighten me, please.
No, it's just that you... You're literally... How I explain it. It, you will not... Even one, you won't even understand it. Two, you have no concept of how to understand it. And three, you'll never accept it. That's funny. It's like you don't even care to hear the answer. You don't even care to know that I know.
You can't tell. There's no base of science at all to even know what the universe is, how big it is, how old it is, or anything about it. Or even how, you know what I mean, you don't know. That would be more intelligent for the scientific community to say, we don't know. That's more intelligent than taking up some wild-eyed 13.8 trillion years when it keeps changing over time. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous.
No, the thing is, science always says, we don't know. And we can actually see the edge of the universe, and you've been actually shown this picture multiple times on
You can't see outside yes. the galaxy. There's no way you can see the edge of the universe. That's bull.
Really? Really? Okay. One second. Let me find the ESA and Planck collaboration image that I have saved here. Oh, look. Here it is. Save image as... No, believe me, it's way more than the galaxy. It's the observable universe. It's all around us. I'm sorry, you're on a phone. How do we know? Okay, it's real simple. You can detect dust can I explain here? You can detect dust in the early universe. What is it? It's 13 point. I think it's approximately 13.8 billion. It's called Cosmic Dawn. So during that, we can actually gauge how old a star is because of the brightness, by the amount of time it takes to get to Earth, all of these different things. For example, what's the math on the star?
You mean Steve.
I think a star what?
You mean Steve.
Oh, mass on Steve. No, not a mass on Steve. No, it's something like a star that's 10 times as massive as our own sun will go through its fuel supply in, I think it's like 30 million years or something like that. And half as massive as the sun is something like 20 billion years. See, astrophysics, physics, all of that, know how these things function. And if you know how these things function, you can extrapolate data. So that's the thing you don't understand. There are entire...
Oh, no, I agree. I would agree with you 100%. I would agree with you 100%. Here's the thing about the problem about this. We went around for 30 million years to take time of this. I can see if a star formed now, we started taking a chart of it now, and thousands of years later, whatever happened, we could take a measurement from that. But you can't go off of something 30 million. You don't even know if it's 30 million years. There's no proof.
Yes, you do, because where the speed of light. From? We know the speed of light. Oh, my God. There you go. Okay, even Answers in Genesis says you shouldn't use that argument.
That's circular reason. That's all it is.
No, it's not circular reason. What you're stating absolutely is circular reason. You're actually using arguments. You're using arguments that... that Answers in Genesis themselves state that you shouldn't use because they're idiotic and have been disproven. It's like, you really should check out your friend's web. Oh, that's right. You're friends with Ken Hovind, the one that gets laughed at by Ken Ham. That's hysterical.
I laughed at all he wants because he wins every time. He wins every time in the debate. So I'm like, he wins all the time.
You're saying Hovind wins every time. You really just said Kent Hovind wins every time? Dude, the only thing he won was a stay in jail for tax evasion. I mean, come on now.
That has nothing to do with evolution versus creation.
Actually, it does, because his documents are fake.
Hold on, if I looked up your record, it picks something bad out of you. But the thing is, if I looked up your record, it picks something bad out about you, which is not right. But how is that relevant to anything? Now, it doesn't matter if you went to jail for murder. The thing is, creation versus evolution, he's top notch.
Really? Okay, then you can start. Then you can stop saying that Darwin was a... Okay, then based on that argument... You can stop saying that Darwin was an Illuminati shill or part of some grand conspiracy or any other disparaging things like that, unless you're a fucking hypocrite. So which one is it? No, you are, because the things you say about scientists, about Darwin, about NASA, about all are disparaging. No. That's the thing. You keep bleeding like a fucking sheep about all of this dark mystical shit, And that's as disparaging as me saying that Kent Hovind is, like, skilled at tax fraud. So you're being a hypocrite right now.
No, I'm not.
And I... Of course because you're not, because you're Dan Bedombi.
If he was lying about the evolution stuff and there was proof of that, that has something to do with it. But when doing something like Darwin, right? If he, I don't know, if he robbed a bank, all right, that had nothing to do with his evolution teaching. But he got his evolution teaching from his grandfather, first of all, and it was all a fraud. But he himself.
Okay, you are doing exactly what you just said would be wrong. You just fucking, oh my God, the level of hypocrisy and self-owning is amazing.
Because it's to do with evolution. It's to do with evolution.
No, it doesn't. No, yes, it doesn't. It does. It really doesn't, Dan. Because you know why? It's all bullshit.
It's all garbage.
No,
yeah, it is
not. It's called
evolution.
Oh my God. You're literally just going to say, no, it's not, and drool all over your car, aren't you, this entire debate? I mean, come on, man.
You're trying to skip away from the questions. I asked you proof of 13.8 billion years, whatever, and all these questions I asked you, you come up, you laugh.
Yeah, and I gave you...
And people, you swear at them.
Yeah, and I gave you... And I gave
you... No solid answers. Then you bring up some of the stuff, 13 billion years, which... Nobody's been around for 30 million years to watch a damn star. Okay, so, and now you're bringing up Kent Hovind. You're the one who brought Kent Hovind up. So, the thing is, Kent Hovind...
Oh, I'm going to bring up a lot, so you better fucking...
Well,
You better strap in, because I'm going to bring up a lot. And so, but that's the thing. I've explained already that we know how far away stars are because of the speed of light. And because of measuring dust in... Oh, no. One, the term is hypothetically, not theoretically, if you want to talk.
Because according to gravitational pull,
really?
You
admittedly not the scientist are trying to tell a scientist what the correct term is. Okay,
yeah, but I used
that's
to be
really
good at astronomy.
Funny.
You know, and black holes, even scientists teach that black holes can pull light into it and slow it. That's scientific fact, according to you people. So,
according to you people, okay. No, that's not what black holes do. Jesus Christ, man, you are literally so fucking confused. It's almost painful. Actually, no, it is painful.
But
hypothetical. What you're saying is hypothetical. Theoretical is a completely different term. If you're going to use them correctly for fuck's sake. I mean, for real, man. You're talking to a scientist here.
I'm sorry. Since the universe gave you a piece of paper that says you're a scientist, I'm not supposed to challenge you or question you. Is that how it goes?
Well, no, you're supposed to challenge me and question me with actual evidence-backed claims, not this Illuminati conspiracy bullshit simply because
it's
you're trying to maintain some sort of brand.
I got two friends who are former Illuminati. It's not
and they told you that Darwin was a member, blah, 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 blah. I do know a lot about all of that, actually.
It's like he was a Freemason, his father, and his brothers. They're on record as Freemasons. Not saying all Freemasons are bad people either, but it's on record they belong to Masonic groups, which is also connected to these secret societies as well. On record, too.
Oh, my God.
So if you're done gloating over there,
God.
Whatever.
Oh, wow. You really are as unhinged live as you are on Twitter. God damn.
Actually, I'm worse than
Yeah, actually, you are. But the truth isn't what you're doing. You're actually spreading pseudoscience and fear-mongering.
It's not fear-mongering. The Bible says God created the heavens and the earth. Bottom line, not evolution says we evolved from nothing into something. You know, it's bull.
Well, evolution never states that. That's actually a creationist misconception. You know those memes that you are... No, that has nothing to do with it either. Evolution has nothing to do with the Big Bang, you idiot.
It's part of the teaching.
Evolution is biologic. No, it's not.
It's not logic.
Evolution.
Fallacy.
No. I said it's biology. Open your fucking ears, jackass. Now listen.
All right, Jerry.
If you're willing to learn, if you're willing to fucking learn instead of just being a goddamn doughboy, listen. Okay.
I've already learned
evolution. No, you haven't. You obviously haven't because you're a fucking idiot. You're saying things that make no sense. Like the Big Bang and evolution are intertwined. They have nothing to do with. No, you did not. Oh, shut up. How did you even, if you had no, you have no training or anything as a scientist. You have nothing of the sort.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let me explain it to you. Let me, see, there you go again. Indoctrinated. Let me explain it to you, jackass. The Big Bang and evolution have nothing to do with each other. They're two entirely separate theories. And theories, before you get all uppity, theory is established with fact, observation, experimentation, and it is the pinnacle of science. It's not this wordplay bullshit that you do. Now, evolution does not say we came from nothing. It's never said we've come from nothing. In fact, the only thing that says we come from nothing is religion. Religion says we are come from nothing. So you're actually embracing something that says we come from nothing. And yeah, well, if God created everything from nothing.
My Bible doesn't say that.
Yes, actually it does. Yes, actually it does.
No, it doesn't. Where? Show me
God's created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1,
that's
jackass.
That's not from nothing. That's by the hand of God.
Oh, then what's it from? Then what's it from?
From God. It's not nothing.
Okay, but God used nothing to create it.
No, he used the power of his voice and his handiwork to create it.
To bring nothingness, i.e. void, V-O-I-D, meaning
he
nothingness.
Spoke it and it came to pass.
Yeah, from nothingness. The word void is in there. You can't escape this, Chuckles. Like, period.
It doesn't matter.
You're done with that. Yes.
He created it from nothing,
God. You fucking idiot. Void.
Yeah, but
void. V-O-I-D. It means nothing. Wow. Holy shit. You really can't accept that, can you? That you're the one that believes in nothingness. Something from nothing.
No, your
deity
you
created
nothing
something from nothing.
And out of a blue tiny dot that exploded, 13 billion years, I'm sorry, exploded, and all of a sudden, all that matter in the universe came out of all that.
Let me adjust my headset for a second. Did you just say that we believe that the universe came from nothing? It expanded from a tiny little blue dot. Those were your exact words. If there was a tiny little blue dot, guess what? There was something there, idiot. A singularity is not nothing. A singularity is everything at an incredibly small point. You don't understand what a singularity is. You never got there. I mean, they don't explain singularities in fifth grade. I mean, damn.
Well, I guess I messed up because I don't see how the whole universe came out of something this small.
Yeah, it's called cosmic inflation. Oh no, you are wrong. There's not a may about it. You are wrong. Because right now,
Bang Theory is a big bust. There's scientists who
know
the Big Bang Theory
it's not.
Is a bust. Yes, is anybody go on Google right now?
No.
Now you type in Chinese information. Tell yourself, go ahead. I'm not going to say it and argue with you. Yes, no. When people watch right now, you go to Google, type it in. There's major news articles on this stuff, and you can find this information. So I'm not going to say it and play back and forth with you. When people out there have a mind
you don't
want to
learn?
You have a mind of their own.
Oh, no. I don't give a shit about the people.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about you.
Learn,
I'm talking about
lies.
You.
Yeah, you want to teach me lies. That's what you do. The whole.
Well, you have to prove that they're lies.
It's all lies.
You
because
have to prove that
God
they're lies, and you can't. You have nothing. No.
I don't. I have tons of information.
Obviously not,
which
since you didn't even know what a fucking singularity
was. Which sounds more realistic? Out of chance, you know, all this matter in the universe appeared out of chance, or there was an intelligent heavenly being that created all the matter in the universe? Which sounds more intelligent?
Definite.
Even though our school
definitely
books in this
option
country taught,
A.
Our history books in this country taught about God and creation in our history school books. From the old Deluded Satan Act of 1636 up into the 1900s until this pollution called evolution infiltrated our school systems. That's his.
Wow, listen to you with the rhyming buzzwords. Damn.
Trevor, can
pollution of evolution.
Can I pull this this thing up and maybe get his take on the
The
giants. So let me I'm gonna show this this article. Dan, can you take me through like what this is about? Because I saw this off of your Twitter, and I'm just kind of curious myself.
All right, you're talking about that fake news site. That's what you're talking about right there. The only reason why I posted that for, it didn't matter if it's a fake news site or not, the information on that is 100% real. Because I
the information is 100% real on a hoax website. Listen to yourself. The information's 100% real on a hoax website. Are you fucking stupid? Like, holy shit, dude. You literally
said that hoax website is legitimate.
Hold on. Hoax website is legitimate. You just
said that. All right, one at a time.
They do. I've even shown it to you.
Guys, we're going to have to do this one at a time because people can't hear what each other's saying. Dan, can you explain what you mean when you say that this was found on a hoax site, but the information is actually correct?
Well, the thing about the whole thing, I don't know if that's the article you talk about that he keeps bringing up, because I posted an article. Yes, the website itself, I agree with him, is questionable. Absolutely. But the information about the Smithsonian and also about the Giants is 100% accurate.
That's what this is. It says that there were giants found in China.
If Trevor's done laughing, okay, I want, you know, not just you guys, but everybody listening, all right, if you have a mind your own, open up another tab right now, go to Google and type in Giants. You'll see newspaper articles from all over the United States alone, hundreds of newspaper articles talking about giants being found. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 feet tall. All over the world. Thousands of them. Here just in the United States alone. Also happens to be every time these remains were found, either the Historic Society or the Smithsonian or a federal agency came in and confiscated the remains, then went to go question for further stuff. Oh, it was missing or stolen or some kind of cockamamie excuse. You can laugh all you want. You know what? Here. This is the facts, okay? When you go online, you can act, anybody can go for with the mind themselves. You can see this information. Just in the United States, in Kentucky alone, there's over 1,000 articles from the major newspapers in Kentucky in the 1800s, early 1900s. Over 1,000 articles alone that show people finding these giant remains.
Dan, when I type in giants found under news, the first like 6 news articles are about the football team, the Giants. Where am I?
No, you gotta type giant bones. I'm sorry, giant human bones.
Okay.
Oh wait, you have to type. You have to type in human. You have to specify human.
Well, yeah, because that's what we're talking about, giants.
I can work on that.
Dan, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Where does the legend of the Cyclops come from? Does it come from these Nephilim?
Wow.
Does it? Does the Cyclops come from the Nephilim and these giants and all that? I mean, he was supposedly a really big dude, right?
All these kind of creatures that we call mythology really existed. Every ancient culture in the world, and I don't care what you have to say, every ancient culture in the world talks about these things. They talk about the giants, the great flood, all matching perfectly what the Bible has to say. It's not a coincidence. I'm a Native American on my mother's side. My uncle is the tribe's historian. They talked about the giant people, the six-fingered people. That's why when you see these giants a lot, when they're found with 2 rows of teeth, 6 fingers on each hand, 6 toes on each. So when Indians went like this, it wasn't to say how. It was to count their fingers because they had these people, the Iroquois Indian, the Wampanoag Indians, all these ancient tribes.
I'm finding something. Just give me 1 second.
Right now you're gonna skim through your little your little things that you have to so-called debunk these things, which is a lie. It's not a. This is all truth.
No. Is it? Hey, Dan. You see this? This is a bone. Can you see that? Okay.
Yep.
Now, if this is like the 1800s, and you find something like this, and you look at your hand, and you realize, holy fuck, it's a finger bone. You would immediately assume that this is from a giant, because you wouldn't have any idea what it is. No, shut up. Yes, you absolutely would, because that's
where the article came from.
Let me dig this up here. Yeah, in one of the articles you cite specifically, it says they found an ulna. That's the arm. That's one of the arm bones. And another one, they found the thigh. Find skeletons. They found separate bones.
Hundreds of articles.
I am telling you to shut up. I am telling you to shut up because you just talked for like 5 minutes.
So it's George, April 4th.
It says, yeah, monster skulls and bones.
14 feet high, the skeleton. 14 feet high, the skeleton.
Yeah. Guess what? That's the height of a mastodon.
What?
Check it out, Dan. The Cyclops is actually based on a mischaracterization of the skeleton of a mastodon. What they thought was the big central eye.
I'm not changing the subject.
Yes, you I'm are. Not changing the subject. I'm showing you how you're wrong about giants.
Listen, I've debated thousands of people like you. I know your little tactics.
No, you don't.
Subject and stick to the giants. I am sticking to giants. From credible news sources, New York Times at the time when they were credible once, but Providence Journal even talks about the 8 foot body.
No. Time to be silent and listen to the scientist. Class is in session.
Wow. And that's the problem right there of society.
No. Time to shut up and stop your propaganda for a hot second.
How tall these things work.
Shut up, Dan.
Shut up. Wrong.
Silence. Quiet.
This is wrong.
Shush.
This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. Shush. You ain't gonna out talk me, buddy. Tell you that right now.
I fucking am because I'll have them mute.
Yeah, I don't think so. You can mute you all.
Here's
you
the thing.
And that's a cowardice. Because I'm recording.
As I was
so
saying,
you all you want.
No, you're so not.
And that's not. No, that's not what you're
listen
saying.
To me. Listen to me.
The articles clearly state how tall these things were. I don't care. You can bring up the phone all you want. Yes, people.
Oh no, it's not little. It's actually quite large.
It doesn't matter. Okay, you're bringing up something.
Yeah, actually, it does. That's what I know. I'm bringing it. Shut the fuck up, you meathead, and listen to me. I'm explaining how you're wrong on the giants.
Go ahead.
Using science. You keep cutting me off, you fuckwit. Shut up. So here's the deal. Like I was saying, giants of mythology, like yours, can be misidentified fossils. The Cyclops, for example, a giant that you said existed, guess what? Was a mastodon. Like I was saying, the large central nasal cavity, they considered to be one eye socket, while where the ears were, where the ears were on the Cyclops, are actually the eye sockets for the mastodon. Mastodon thighs, the femurs, ulna, radii, metatarsals, metacarpals, all of that looked very similar to humans. To the fact, if you actually put them vertical, shut up and listen.
No,
I'm giving this as an example. No, I'm giving this as an example.
Yeah, it's an example. Yeah, there's nothing. You talk about Cyclops. When I talk about you, talk about giants. All these
well,
giants.
Guess what? If you will just shut the fuck up and listen to me for 1 second. If you find the skeleton of a mastodon without a skull, guess what, jackass? It looks like a giant human, and you wouldn't know the difference. People who have no skills in paleontology finding bones, for example, like how the tar pits were founded, have no idea what they're looking at. That's the thing. There are countless examples throughout history of people misidentifying fossils as something else. There's also countless examples throughout history of hoaxers trying to pull things over on the general public just to make a name for themselves. So there are absolute explanations, easy explanations, for all of these articles, way more convenient than a secret society-based museum goes and steals it to keep it from the public.
Well, that's
seriously.
Let's let Dan have a chance to respond.
Dan. Thousands of these things show up in newspaper articles, okay? People are not going to lie. History books are not going to lie. Hundreds of religions are not going to lie. Hundreds, not just the Bible. Hundreds of Eastern religions. I studied most of them. They all talk about giants, okay? Egyptian, ancient Egyptian, Aztec, the Mayans, the Mesopotamians. So you can go back far and far. All of them have the same exact story about these giant beings. They got the hieroglyphics about these things. And you got it right here in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Not just one, a dozen of these skulls were found. Large-sized skulls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just
well, where are they?
Here and there. And like I said, in Kentucky, and anybody can research this, there's scores, I mean hundreds, if not over 1,000 of articles, just on Kentucky alone, of giant human remains being found. And it's not like what you were saying about the Cyclops. No, they had two eyes, two rows of teeth, six fingers, most of them on each hand, and six toes on each hand. Okay, you go back to the ancient American Indian folklore, talks about these things, and exactly, these things are found all over the place in the Middle East, Africa. And but yeah, we're supposed to avoid all that. History's lying, all these religions are lying, the Bible's lying. But yet, we're supposed to drop all that and say, all right, you know what? Let's just get to Darwinism. And your own history channel, the OV channel, is your own history channel is moving away from evolution. That's why they're going with that garbage ancient aliens crap. Because what they're doing is, and now they got rid of God out of the whole creation. Now what they want to do is bring creation back into the public. Now to push that these ancient aliens were actually fallen angels and the Nephilim that taught men how to do all these things. And they're teaching them that are creators. The ancient aliens is one of the biggest shows on TV right now. And people are buying into that crap more than your evolution garbage, which is both.
Yeah, because your buddy Alex Jones promotes theories like that. And David Icke and all that conspiracy bullshit.
I've been talking about this.
No, you're right. It's a hypothesis. I misspoke. It's a hypothesis. No, it's not a theory.
The Bible and history is not a hypothesis. The Bible and history is 100%
yeah, it absolutely
right.
is. So, Dan, I have a question for you. There's thousands of these articles all throughout, like the from 100 years ago. Why aren't they being found now?
Like I said, it's the same story every time. Some federal.
No. Why aren't they being found now?
They are being found.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean like all those pictures on the internet?
No, absolutely, all of those giants,
right?
New pictures out there. I'm not saying there's not hoaxes out there. Absolutely, I agree 100%. There's hoaxes out there, but you got newspaper clippings all the way back from the 1800s, early 1900s.
I'm not talking about I'm talking about right now in modern, right now, like this moment.
That's found all over the Middle East.
Modern social media. No, with modern social media and everything, it should be everywhere, even more so than it was before. Have they all been found?
The time buds.
Or maybe it's just a bunch of bullshit. They covered up faster now. Got it. They cover up faster now. That's what it is.
Front names on the front line. Before the media got corrupt to Operation Paperclip, okay? The media used
oh my god! Well, oh, how deep does this rabbit hole go?
Operation Mockingbird.
I want to.
Before Operation Mockingbird, the media used to tell the truth at one time.
I want to do this, Dan. Will you take a look at this picture that I pulled up? It's what Trevor was talking about a second ago about the Cyclops and the Mastodon skull. This does look. Just take a look at this. Doesn't that sort of seem like if you found that and it was, broken or whatever, that would look like a giant skull. It looks.
Well, that's not the skulls they've been finding. So I never seen that one before, but that's not what I'm talking about. And that's not what the skulls have been finding. Full skulls, the two eye sockets, two rows of teeth on the bottom. That's not mentioned in those articles here.
Okay.
So no, none of those skulls have been found in modern times.
I didn't say they haven't. I'm sure they have. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Oh, well, then where's the WikiLeak on it? Where's the, you know, where's the YouTube video on it? Like, happening right now. Holy shit, somebody just found it and put it on Periscope. Where, I mean, literally, all of these conspiracies, all of these hoaxes are blown apart simply because of the information age, dude.
No, it's because of your fake media. That's why. They would never put something like that on TV because it would undermine everything. The educational system would collapse on its own. The whole society would be a whole culture shock if they knew the truth about these things.
Okay,
Elliot Mazzulli talks about these. Okay, what? You can sit there and laugh like Elliot Mazzulli's not credible. He's more credible than you.
He's not!
One more thing here, guys. Dan, look at this. When you go to Snopes and you ask about the giant skeleton, Steve just sent me this, that was uncovered in Saudi Arabia. It gets down here and it says, the basis for this image was a real photograph of an excavation site near Hyde Park, New York, where scientists were working to uncover the skeleton of a mastodon. Someone linked the altered version of the image, used it for the Worth 1000 contest with a fictitious backstory based on the Islamic account of the Prophet Hud, which spread far and wide about the giants. So this picture right here that we were looking at a little bit ago, yep. It's just been altered, and it's from a mastodon excavation.
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. It looks fake to me. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that's not fake.
Okay,
not at all.
Well, do you have a place I can go to see the skulls and the skeletons that you're talking about? Like, are there any photographs or anything like that that exist?
There's with the articles I mentioned. There's thousands of them. You scan through them. They're right from the New York Times or whatever, and they have some of them have pictures of them.
Okay, I'll see if I can find out.
So you can see for yourself, man. And this ain't a joke. I mean, like thousands and thousands of these articles just in the state of Georgia. And anybody seen the show Now You See TV, The Midnight Ride? They did a nice show on this. Shown these things just in the state of Kentucky, I'm sorry. And
okay,
it's called What Is Our Real History? It's called The Midnight Ride. Now You See TV on YouTube. You can look it up. What Is Our Real History? My buddies, they host a show there, and they bring up thousands of real articles with showing pictures and everything of just in the state of Kentucky of these things being found. And it's not just here and there, there's thousands.
The only thing that I can find with what you're talking about is this right here. This is from the New York Times, and it's called A Race of Indian Giants. It's from 1890, and it doesn't give any pictures, but it does it details them finding giants. But that, I think, could go into what he was saying about them just being mistaken on what type of bones that they're finding.
Oh, no, not when you got a skull that has two rows of teeth and that's big. You could put the skull over your head. That's how big they are.
I don't see that on this one. Okay, no, I'll keep
regardless of this, that's 182. You can stick that skull over your head. That's a lot of these reports.
Okay. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hey, Dan. Rows of teeth, huh? Right? What's this? What's that? Rows of teeth. These are rows of teeth. Yeah. These are multiple. Look, holy shit. All of these roots. This massive, massive thing. Oh my God, look at all of these teeth. So much teeth. Guess what?
Yeah.
It's a fucking mammoth. It's a mammoth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? They've got six of these. Mammoths have six of these. So when you find a lot, you can misidentify bones as other things, you dumbass. That's what I'm saying. Literally, right
here. Yeah, in the skull.
I have evidence.
In the skull, you could.
Yeah, in the skull, you absolutely can.
Never mind. Well,
have you ever seen a no? Have you ever seen a mammoth skull, fucker? No, you haven't. You've never seen a mammoth skull. You've never worked on a mammoth skull. You've never uncovered a mammoth skull. You've never done anything with a mammoth skull. So you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, so because I've never seen a mammoth, I have no idea about these human skulls.
Correct, because you're literally going from an article from 1896 with people that wouldn't understand what mammoth skulls were either. That's the whole
mammoth
point.
Mammoth skull? Oh, that's funny. Mammoth skulls in Arizona? Mammoth skulls in the middle of the country? Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yes, actually there were. The Colombian mammoth.
That's a contradiction right there, but...
Wait, hold it. So wait, we weren't discussing really the flood. No, we weren't discussing the flood. Don't change the subject, Dan. I will. Don't worry. But yes, actually, mammoths have been found from, Washington State to Florida.
So they
recognize somebody. What about that?
Skull. They went into skulls and just died, the rest of the teeth, and they died. What the hell kind of insanity are you even talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
It's a skull, okay, with two rows of teeth.
Yes. Yes.
Matching the same stories from all the ancient cultures.
Yeah. Guess what?
That has nothing to do with rows of
teeth. How many rows of teeth do you see here? How many? Can you count? Have you ever seen a mass? Have you ever seen a mastodon tooth? They have crown molars like humans do. So, and they have multiple rows of them. Shocking. So when you see these skulls, if you don't know what the fuck you're looking at, you can make a hasty judgment and say, holy shit, look at this bone. This bone looks like a bone that is in my body, but huge. Yes. Yes, Dan. Yes. That's how it works.
The full skeletons. Not little pieces like...
Have you ever seen a full skeleton of a mammoth all laid out? I have.
No.
Guess what?
Okay.
If you don't put it in the right sequence, looks like a fucking human.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think mammoths wrap themselves in clothing.
None of these things state that they had clothing. You keep saying they keep finding skeletons.
Let me clarify this.
And guess what?
Dan, when you say the two rows of teeth, this right here is clarifying that, because it says I want to shift attention to the other feature, the double rows of teeth. Archaeologist Andy White has done a good bit of research into these reports. His efforts conclusively show that such language in giant skeleton reports does not refer to the skeleton that was double-jawed or that had four rows of teeth inside the mouth. Rather, that double rows of teeth is a stock description during the 19th century for having two rows of nice teeth, the normal uppers and lowers. Nothing abnormal is indicated by the phrase. It was just an old 19th century way of describing a nice set of upper and lower teeth.
That just puts a hole in that boat, eh?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, because like all the ancient cultures lying, all the people lying, I found these some things in the basements or whatever the case when they're doing excavating. Because that's when they start switching from their paradigm. Because the thing is, I know how the media works. I work with the media. I used to be into the mainstream media.
No,
you don't work with the media.
Yeah, I do. I've been around media. On a fringe website. No, you work on a fringe website that used to be connected to InfoWars. And the only reason why you say former InfoWars is because you don't want to be kicked off of social media. You still repeat everything fucking Alex says. I watch your shit. I've done a lot of research on you.
My own mouth, man. I'm my own person. I'm not Alex Jones.
Right. Okay. Sure. Right. Sure. You're not. Of course, you're not.
There's
your name
thousands
is Shantadambi.
Of these articles all over
should we,
the place.
Should we ask about the Earth?
Yeah, Dan. I want you to conclusively say that the Earth is round.
Oh no, I'm not going down there. I never say that the Earth is flat or round. I don't know. I've never been to space. I mean, both sides bring compelling.
Flat Earth brings no compelling information whatsoever.
It does.
No. So yeah, you're a flirther, Dan. The moment you say they have actual information means
no matter which way you
advocate for flat Earth.
Earth gonna get criticized. So I'm not going down that road.
Because you're a chicken shit. Because you have no convictions.
Huh?
If you say there's compelling evidence of a flat Earth, guess what? That means you think the Earth is flat, or you even conceive that the Earth may be possibly flat.
Because the Bible says the moon, the Earth is stationary. That's what the Bible says. The foundations do not move.
Yeah, Bible also says the Earth is flat.
No, it doesn't say necessary, but it states that there's four corners of the Earth, and the Earth is unmoved.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I believe God over... so-called science anyway.
Oh my God. Okay, so the Bible says,
so whatever again, you want to call me, I don't care what you call me.
So, whatever are you or are you not an advocate for flat Earth?
I believe in biblical cosmology over NASA and the so-called scientists any day. Plain and simple.
Okay, so that is a roundabout way of saying that you believe in a flat Earth, since the Bible states the Earth is flat.
The Earth and firmament between the waters. That's the way this all was created. There's waters above, okay. Waters below. So whatever you
you're
want to call me,
the question,
call me in whatever classification.
And no. Whatever. No, I'm asking you to confirm if you believe in Bible cosmology. Do you or do you not believe that the Bible states the Earth is flat? If it does, guess what? You're a flat earther. Fuck! It's like, I have to?
I don't know why these people say the Earth is flat, okay? Because there's a basin. I mean, it's not flat, okay? Like this piece of paper, you know what I mean? It's not like that, there's foundations, there's everything, there's a firmament, and there's waters above the firmament and below. So, I believe in the biblical aspect of, biblical cosmology, plain and simple.
Dan, do I have to actually, from memory, recite Isaiah 40:22 to you?
Good.
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth.
A circle is not a globe.
The word, no, circle is not about a globe because the word they use in Hebrew, chug, does not mean circle as in a globe. It means circle as if drawn by a compass. On a piece of paper, in math class, you have the pen and the pencil, and you spin it, and it makes a circle. That's a compass. That's what they mean. Circle as if drawn by a compass. That doesn't mean the Earth is round. It doesn't mean round like a ball. It literally means the Hebrew translation of it is circle as if drawn by a compass. The Bible states that the Earth is flat. That's why it says there are corners. That's why it says you can see it all. That's why it says there is a firmament. Shut up a second. Listen to me. I'm actually being somewhat calm about this because I kind of feel sorry for you. The Bible itself says it's flat. So if you believe in biblical cosmology, with the pillars and the fountains and the firmament and all of that, you think the Earth is flat, buddy. The fact that you say that flat earthers have convincing evidence means you think the Earth is flat. You just don't want to be ridiculed. You just don't want to be ridiculed.
You get ridiculed either way. I see both sides. I mean, how many people bash people believe the Earth's a globe? How many people bash? But it's a two-way street. Even being in the middle, I can get bashed by both sides.
Because
it doesn't matter.
All the info
were biblical cosmology.
All the InfoWars idiots. All of the InfoWars idiots that like watch all these shows and everything, they're the same ones that promote YouTube videos like, oh, the fucking world is flat and science is a bunch of frauds and perspective and all of this garbage. So like you would be preaching to the choir, man. Your views would go up exponentially if you just admitted that you thought the Earth was flat.
Well, InfoWars people don't believe in the flat Earth. So.
Oh, they sure fucking do.
Alex Jones was asked about that, and he said it's silly. You can go back and watch it. Alex Jones, or anybody from InfoWars, never said the Earth was flat.
Yeah, yep. And multiple other people on the InfoWars Network.
Was investigating both sides. So we can't bring Alex Jones into it. First of all, he has nothing to do with it, and he's never stated that at all. That's on record.
Sure. Every time you say that's on record, your records tend to be pretty bad, dude.
Records is a proof, like articles, like videos like this. So basically when somebody says Dan Bedanti said certain this on record, they can go back and watch the show and watch me on record being recorded saying this stuff. That's what that means.
I know what on record means. I even fucking said it, you dumbass. I was saying that your statements.
All right, well, back to the subject.
Your statements of things being on record tend to be completely wrong. Like,
oh, yeah.
Folks' websites,
hundreds of articles,
for example.
Are wrong. Yeah. Hundreds of newspaper articles, they're all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they are.
History's wrong. Hundreds of religions are wrong. The Bible's wrong. You know, ancient cultures are wrong. It's all wrong, but we're supposed to bow to Darwinism to this new world order garbage.
No.
You know what I mean? It's bull, plain and simple.
Whoa. New world order? Really? You want to go into that too? Do you want to bring up Tesla as well? I schooled the fuck out of you on that. I mean, dude.
No, seriously.
You're a walking conspiracy hypothesis.
About Tesla because I didn't know too much about Tesla, and I agreed with you and admitted humbly that you were right about Tesla.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, I know, and I appreciate that. Here's the thing. You were absolutely, and I appreciate that 100%. But before I waved my Tesla dick credentials around, what did you do? You told me I was wrong. You told me I was an idiot. You said that everything I was saying was bullshit. That's what you're doing right now. So guess what? If I was right on Tesla, I could be right on a fuck ton of other things, man.
This is the exact same thing.
The exact same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
not
is.
At all.
Because you
because
act
Tesla,
like
here's the
you
thing.
Know
Tesla
everything,
is
and guess what?
Realm.
You did not. No. You act like you know everything. When I started talking about Tesla, you immediately said I was wrong. Would you like to go back and see the tweets? You immediately said I was wrong.
Your own History Channel shows about Edison ripping off Tesla.
Why do you keep saying your own History Channel?
Because you claim you're on History Channel all the time, so I'm using your own system. You know, they had tons of shows, documentaries
Wait.
To show that Edison
Whoa,
stole things
shit.
From Tesla.
Whoa. Did you just say I claim I'm on History Channel?
You told me
somebody
that you're on History Channel.
Somebody pull up a screenshot of me on the fucking History Channel to shut this mook up.
You told me that you're on History Channel because I brought up the History Channel.
Yeah, so you don't say claim.
I'm on History Channel.
You don't say claim with air quotes, motherfucker. You do not say claim with air quotes when there's actual evidence.
Because I brought up the History
what?
Channel.
There's fucking
I brought up the History Channel.
Yeah.
I brought up the History Channel, and you said, the History Channel, I'm on the History Channel. You said that with your own words. You said that with your own words.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's not a claim. That's proof. That's evidence. That's
doesn't matter.
Truth.
You said you're
that's
on the
actual
channel.
Truth.
I'm using your History Channel against us.
No. What you're doing is... No. What you're doing is that you're attempting to undermine my credibility by saying, and I quote, that I claim to be on the History Channel. Claim. See the air quotes there?
Well,
that means
you were
dubious.
You were on History Channel. Is that a lie?
Yeah. Yeah. I was, look, there's my IMDb profile with a screenshot of me from the fucking History Channel.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, so don't say... So don't say I claim to be on the History Channel.
Being
this
expert
absolutely
because you're on
was.
History Channel. Because you're on History Channel doesn't mean you're right. Yeah, that's wrong.
No. So you have it backwards. I was on the History Channel because I'm an expert. Not I'm an expert because I was on the History Channel.
No, you preach lies. That's
difference.
What you do. And a History Channel takes both sides. Because they're out there preaching
ancient
really. More than... Than this stuff, Ancient Aliens is one of the biggest shows on the History Channel
like
right now.
You watch that, unfortunately.
And those people
so, and you know
the
what? They're actually getting rid of it.
No, they're not.
Not so much. Actually,
Ancient Aliens it's one of the biggest shows on the History Channel. You can look up the Nielsen
really
ratings on it, too.
That's why I get emails about the. That's why I get the emails about the situation with Defy Media right now. Sure. See, you don't even know what the fuck is going on because you're not on the History Channel.
I don't claim to be on the History Channel. I don't care to be.
Shut up. Is this going
to
be a Monty Python sketch? Everything I say, you're just going
to
turn around?
They have people claim to be scientists who are on the Ancient Alien site, too.
Christ.
No, it doesn't matter. Oh, you know, just because you got a PhD or a DR in front of your name, it doesn't make you an expert. It only means you're more indoctrinated than the other person.
I don't have a doctorate.
Sorry. Oh, whatever you have, okay.
I'm not Dr. Trevor Valley, and I will never say I'm Dr. Trevor Valley.
I said we
because
either one.
I did not
whatever
do,
you have. That's not the case. Okay, it doesn't mean you're a complete expert and you know the facts, because all you do is learn from an institution that teaches lies in the first place. So there you go.
What institutions do you learn from? What if that's a lie?
It's not.
Ah, see?
It's not.
That's called confirmation bias. See, no, I'm willing to look at evidence. You're not.
The evidence is right here. The book of Matthew alone talks about the prophecies that come before the end times. And they're coming to 110% dead on accurate, to a T. And you want to debate me on that? Go right for it. Because the Bible is the living proof of God. Because God says, you will know my truth through my prophecies. And
I see Steve smiling right now. I see Steve smiling right now and shaking his head about biblical prophecy.
I'm just dead inside.
I know. This is so
well,
hysterical.
Come on. Just keep going. Let's go.
What, are you in a rush?
No, I'm just like trying to get for the sake of these guys, let's get the content out for the people watching. Instead of sitting here having a pissing contest.
You're the one that's trying to piss, dude.
Go ahead. Bring up the subject and the next subject. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is the next
subject? Well, I mean, let's see. I've ripped apart his research. I've ripped apart
The flood.
His whole Giants thing. Oh, yeah, the flood. That's right. The flood. Oh, my. Dan, did you or did you not state that every single ancient culture has a flood myth?
Yep.
Yeah, you're wrong, and I've told you. No, are plenty. Egyptian, no flood myth. Celtic, no flood myth.
Yes,
Chinese,
because you look right.
No, because you
go by what the schools tell you. You don't go by what their real history is.
Are you saying I'm incapable of doing? Shut up!
You think I'm incapable of doing?
You're gonna keep talking over me, motherfucker.
All right. Let Trevor go, then Dan will get your take.
All right, go ahead.
Are you stating that I do not have the capability of doing my own independent research or reading? You're fucking wrong on that, bud. Have you even read the Enuma Elish? No. Well, yes, you just did. You said I am regurgitating things I learned at an institution.
Yeah.
So you are automatically stating that I am incapable of doing
Yes. I'm sure you
listen to
stuff.
Your fucking yeah. words.
But you believe in
listen
the lies.
Listen to your own words. Here, this is how you debate. Listen to your own words. You said anything I would say is just from indoctrination. Guess what? That means, okay, then you just, by saying that, state unequivocally that, wow, drinking, that I am incapable of doing alternate research.
No, I
if
did
you're
not
saying
say
everything,
that.
Yes,
no,
that's
no,
what
I
those
did.
Words mean.
No.
That is what those words mean.
Let me give you an example. I learned both ways, okay? I learned the indoctrination way and I learned the truth, okay? You learned
cool, where's the Egyptian
way,
flood?
And I'm not saying you didn't go research all the stuff. I'm not saying that. But the thing is, you listen to and regurgitate the garbage from your own teachings of God, your lies. From evolution
that
and those,
I was
myths of,
that I was indoctrinated by, right? Yeah,
so
basically you're
stuff,
saying
you
I can't do any independent
truth. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, so
I didn't say that at all.
You
and
just,
actually, I actually encourage you to do your own independent research. That's
yeah,
why
I've done way more independent research than you ever have, man. It's the whole point of being a scientist is
really?
Doing independent research, you dipshit. Yeah,
well,
that's why
enough,
I bring up.
Life.
Okay, then where's the Egyptian flood myth? Go ahead. You've researched it.
It's in the hieroglyphics.
Where is it? No, it's not.
It's in the hieroglyphics.
That is season.
Yes, is.
That's seasonal flooding. No, that's seasonal flooding of the Nile.
No,
next.
That's not.
Where is
no,
it?
No.
Yes. Yes, it is. Where is it in Celtic myth?
It's in their myths. All of them.
Is it?
It's just, you don't
is it?
Look,
where?
You don't
which one?
Them, no.
Which one is it? Which one is it? You supposedly know. Which one is it?
It's in their history. I can't really
which one, Dan?
Go to this stuff,
Why not? I can because I've researched it. What about the Chinese myth? What about the Chinese? They specifically even state. Really? Okay. The Chinese even state that the floods that they talk about in their histories are natural. There are multitudes of cultures, ancient cultures, that do not have a biblical style ending of the world flood, including the Egyptians. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Where do you think they get that stuff from? Who do you think created hieroglyphics? Who is the creator of hieroglyphics? Who taught men how to make these things? It was the evil Enoch, Cain's son, who did this. Then Lamech later, with the intervention of the fallen angels, that preserved the so-called seven sacred knowledges, the perverted version, through the flood so that people could learn it in the future. The seven sacred sciences that God taught Adam, and Cain perverted it with his sons and his progeny. They all perverted it to teach what today they call arithmetic, everything else, all that stuff, which is part of the sacred sciences. Much of it is corrupt. This is the whole base of every secret society, especially Freemasons. They believe in that is the real truth, when the real truth, the real seven sacred sciences, all it means to try to protect the bad side, the perverted side, the bastardized side. That's why all the great measures to cover things up like these bones, because then he would have to explain to society, oh, there was a flood, there was giants, oh God, there was actually a creator, there was a God, but they don't want to do that. It's all part of a globalist agenda to dumb people down, plain and simple.
Oh, globalist, you mean the Jews? Okay.
No, so, not the Jews. The Jews, no, I'm talking about the top world elite, the people in the Illuminati, at the
globalist
Council 13.
Yeah, I know those dog whistles. Don't worry, buddy. So, you after that entire big long to do, you still haven't told me where the flood myth in the Egypt mythology is.
It's in the hieroglyphics.
You just which ones?
There's
this is when you.
I don't know.
This is when you make a claim. You are making a claim that there is a flood myth, a biblical-style world-ending flood myth in the Egyptian mythology. That is your claim. I just asked, well, where is it? Then, where is it? That is when you produce evidence, motherfucker. Because I can produce evidence.
It's in all that stuff.
You're assuming
here's the thing. The Egyptians were all based off of Babylonian religion, okay? They're all part of the same Babylonian system at one point through Nimrod, known as Osiris. All that stuff, all the same...
Oh, my God.
From the same source. And they all confirmed that they preserved this knowledge through the Great Flood. So, yes, this is all in their religious texts, plain and simple, their religious hieroglyphics, and every ancient culture across the planet.
Okay, so would it be in the would it be in the Book of the Dead? Would it be at the Temple of Amun? Would it be at Hatshepsut, at Del El Abari? Where would it be, Dan? I know a little bit about Egypt. So you tell me where, if you were claiming
when
this.
When you get into their religious base, you'll find it. That's where you'll find it, right in their religious doctrines. The ancient religious doctrines.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what they believe today, but I don't know, because I know it's Coptic.
I'm not talking about Muslims today.
I'm talking about the ancient mystical teachings. That's what they believe, the hierarchy and all that. They know this was the truth. They hid it from the public. There was many deceptions all through history that they hide sacred knowledge from the public. Only the hierarchy knew of the truth, and they suppressed it from the people, much like what's going on today.
Okay, so I'm asking you yet again, since you were claiming unequivocally that there is a flood myth in Egyptology, who's responsible for this? Would it be Maat? Would it be
it's in the ancient religious mysticism. That's where it is.
Okay, so so the personification of water, that would be the god Nut. The Goddess of the Night, and all of that.
Where's the Four Remains or
really big? Really big in Egypt cosmology. Did she say? Sorry, little tipsy. She's also the goddess of the sky. That's where their creation myth came from. Would she send the flood? Who would send the flood? Would it be Osiris? Would it be Horus?
Oh, God.
No, he has to do with this. Okay.
Osiris
so,
lived
cool.
After, he lived after the flood. He was a post-diluvian.
Right. So which one of the eight survivors of the Ark founded all of Egypt then?
Egypt, it was all these cultures were led by the sons of Cain. Okay, they created many cities. Evil Enoch, which is sons Cain, he created many cities throughout the Middle East and all over that area. He's authored, I think, was 36,000 books, whatever that 356,000 books. He created hieroglyphics. He created all this this stuff today we have, and he actually took the seven sacred sciences and perverted it, and that's where all that comes from. And yes, the sons of Cain and the sons of Seth, the sons of Seth and the sons of Cain all created all these cities, and this is where they came from. And it's all based off the seven sacred sciences, but one is the bastardized version.
Please,
one
please
is
don't
the
say that again.
Version.
Okay, so Cain, sons of Cain, as in Cain and Abel, the first two sons of Adam and Eve, right?
Oh, Abel was killed, then it was Seth, the third son.
Yeah, I know, but I said Cain, as in Cain and Abel, yes, for the audience at home, right? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So did Noah happen before or after Cain and Abel? Happened after, right? Noah, the Noachian flood. Yeah, happened way after. So if Egypt was founded by the sons of Cain and therefore the sons of Seth and all that, and Noah and the flood came out after, and specifically the flood kills everything other than the eight people, everyone other than the eight people on the ark, how did Egypt survive? Who founded Egypt then?
The cities were rebuilt.
Wait. Really? So they were already built. So the cities were already built.
Yeah,
so,
it was tons of cities built. The flood came, it subsided, and they rebuilt the cities again.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy common sense.
All right. Yeah, that's using common sense. Sure. That's why during the the fourth and fifth dynasties, when the flood supposedly happened, 2048 years ago or whatever the fuck it is, how come there was no interrupted narrative at all in Egypt before or after the flood? No interrupted narrative whatsoever.
There wasn't. You study selective teachings.
No, I don't.
No, yeah, you do. Because
see,
it's in it's in ancient mysticism. Okay, that's what they believe with the hierarchy.
Yes, yeah.
The people who run this planet, okay. They're not atheists, okay? They're not Christians of all means. These people worship Lucifer.
Neither am I.
They preserve the seven sacred sciences, the perverted version. Again, like I'm saying, in the ancient Egypt and all these ancient cultures all derive off of those things, either the bastardized version or the true version. Religious ancient mysticism, you'll find.
I have to drink the blood now. You mentioned Lucifer. See, I have to drink the blood now, Dan. You mentioned Lucifer, Satan, all that. So now I have to drink the blood. Damn it. You had to do it, eh? Yep. Oh, fucking crap.
Yeah, this is a big joke.
No, dude, I know Satanists. You have no idea who they are. They're actually really nice people.
I was in the occult before, and I'm not proud to admit that. I used to be in...
Really? What were you in?
I was into witchcraft, and I dabbled a little bit of Satanism. And I'm not proud to admit that either.
You dabbled in Satanism?
I studied Satanism. I studied Luciferianism. I studied almost every secret society there is over the years. I have my friend Doc Marquis, God rest his soul, okay? He was a former satanic priest and a former Illuminati. He taught me everything he knows, okay? My buddy William Schnoblin, former Illuminati too. He was a former satanic priest. I know a lot of things about the black levels of the occult.
If I ask buddies of mine in the Church of Satan, about you and your buddies. They can pull out where you went to meetings and all that, eh?
Well, William Schnobel's got a certificate from Anton LaVey. William Schnobel's got an authorized certificate from Anton LaVey. So that says enough right there.
That's cool. Well, I mean, not necessarily.
No, I never belonged to the Church of Satan. I never claimed to belong to any satanic religion. I dabbled in the stuff. That's a big difference.
Okay, so
I actually joined the coven.
They're not called covens, dude.
Witchcraft clubs are called covens, yeah.
No, I was saying not in the Church of Satan. You stop fucking cutting
me
off.
No, I'm not saying the Church of Satan.
You don't have to say everything.
Normally, I know. Kind of Satanists.
Holy fuck! Shut up! Jesus Christ!
Normally, different kinds of Satanists are out.
Shut the fuck up!
Why, you can't handle it?
Oh my God!
What's the matter?
No,
drink
you
some more,
keep
buddy.
Talking.
Drink some more. Yeah, cheers. I drink some more.
Don't start that fucker. I will own you.
Drink.
Now, I already do, but hey.
You probably
so
will.
Here's the thing.
I don't drink much, though.
All right. So, see, whenever I start talking, you immediately start talking. That means stop talking when I am. That way I can actually say something and finish a fucking thought. What did you just do? Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Oh, God damn. Okay. Right. So you dabbled in the occult, so you weren't actually part of anything like that. So you were going off basically little bits and pieces that you can find. You never actually did anything fun. That's too bad, man. There are some meetings I could take you to that we would have a rip of a good time. Oh, wow. So, fuck. I mean... There's so many places I can go with this.
I think
Holy
Steve's
shit.
Got a question, Trevor. If you
go for it, Steve. Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I have to backtrack a little bit here. Kyle, can you show the 1980 New York Times article, Race of Giants thing? Actually, I got a couple of different things I can want to bring up here.
This I gotta pull it. You can go ahead and introduce it while I find it.
This is kind of a subject that I have looked into. In prior, because we had somebody in our community make similar claims to their own detriment. Now, this is something you referred to, Dan, correct? 1990 New York Times article, Race of Giants Discovered in New York. This was something you had mentioned, right?
It could be. I can't see on the screen here. New York Times.
It is. It is.
Right,
you
yeah.
even said
literally
whether
what
New York Times
said.
Used to be reputable. Yeah.
Right.
Used to be.
Okay, so this image here is actually not from New York. This image is actually from India or Pakistan, is one or the other. It was from a massacre that occurred there in Mohenjo-Daro, which India, by the way, is not in New York, in case you're wondering. So
no,
that
I
was
know.
Completely
that's why I said from
all
over the world.
So this story, this picture here, if you look into this photo, is not from New York. It is from India. Matter of fact, it actually, if you even roll over on it, it even says Indian Giants. So they were not in New York. The other one was you had said something along the lines of, one sec here. Let me find this. Oh, yeah. This article here. Can you show this one, Kyle, real quick, if you can? So going back to the Smithsonian. This one actually is more of a legit article, but you're just misreading it because this is talking about giants being 5'9", and which is pretty large for Neolithic humans at the time. Those
That's
were not giants.
Article,
yeah, 5'9" is not a giant by any stretch of imagination. That would make Kyle a giant, or Fred's Red Redder could be a super giant because he's like 6'4". So 5'9"
That's
is
not
really
a giant.
This was the article that was shown, the Graveyard of Giants found in China that you had mentioned from the Smithsonian.
I think I tweeted him that link to show him that the Smithsonian actually does write modern day articles on giants and does the science behind it because they have nothing to hide.
Yeah, this was a legit thing from the Smithsonian. Yeah.
He's
seeing giants, right? And it's even quote unquote giants, right? And
yeah.
he doesn't seem to understand what it, that these giants are basically large for their population.
Yeah, but most of these articles state exactly how many feet and inches they are. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 feet tall. They state
They were 5'9", 6'1". The only article that mentioned that was the only other article that mentioned that was New York. That was said from 7 to 8. That photo was not from New York. That was a fabricated story. All the other ones about Smithsonian destroying fossils and destroying skeletons, all of those have been hoaxes and fabricated. Yeah, all of them. Every single one.
No, the Smithsonian's designed
every single one.
No, that's not true.
One of them actually came from Newsnet Daily, which actually is a Onion-type news source. They fabricated the story. People ran with it and actually cited them as a legitimate news source. Which I think you did earlier. I'm not talking. Did you not?
I didn't want to bring any of those up. I brought up real articles from the 1800s that specify 7'4", 8, 9, 10 feet, 12 feet.
Dan, I got something for you. Then I actually have an article from the fall of 1845 from the Cleveland Herald. It was on September 10th, and I quote: "We are informed on the most reliable authority that a person in Franklin County, Tennessee, while digging a well a few weeks since, found a human skeleton at the depth of 50 feet, which measures 18 feet in length. The finder had been offered $8,000 for it, but had determined not to sell at any price until first exhibiting it for 12 months. He is now having the different parts wired together for this purpose." So the article continues to say, the write-up of this article continues to say that in 1845, $8,000 was about quarter of a mil, so it was a lot. After this skeleton went on display, the natural scientist, Dr. William Carpenter, came to that town to check it out. Guess what? The skeleton was a young mastodon. So
which apartment? Those are not humans, right? Mastodons are not humans, correct?
No. Mastodons are not humans.
I never said so the giant.
An article from 1845, an article from the 1800s, saying, "Holy shit! Somebody found a giant fucking human. He was 18 feet tall. Goddamn!" Guess what? Like I specifically said. The person that found it had no fucking idea what they were looking at until a natural scientist, in this case, Dr. William Carpenter, came across and went, "That's a fucking young mastodon." So guess what? That right there, in addition to the known mythological aspects of the Cyclops and other giants and other mistaken fossils, that right there shows you conclusively that the people of the mid to late 1800s, upon finding these things, were mistaken. That means people before the mid to late 1800s were probably mistaken. Fuck, they thought fossilized shark's teeth were fossilized dragon tongues way back when. So there's the thing, Dan, right there. Conclusive fucking evidence. The article goes on to say, wait, yes, it absolutely is. In the American Journal of Science, White and Smith report that Carpenter described the exhibition of the rebuilt giant as such. The artificial construction was principally in the pelvis and head, there was a skull found, to take and thus built up with half its human, half beast-like look, and its great hooked incisive teeth. It certainly must have conveyed to the ignorant spectator a most horrible idea of a hideous, diabolical giant, of which he had no doubt dreamed for months. To one informed in such manner, it really presented a most ludicrous figure. To one informed in such matters, that's the thing. The farmer had no fucking idea what he found. A natural scientist, not connected to the Smithsonian or anything like that, came by and went, "By the way, that's not a fucking human. That's a fucking mastodon or mammoth or large crazy Pleistocene animal that are found North America."
Like I said earlier, I'm not about mastodons, but these are real people. Yeah, this is from Baltimore.
I have another question.
9 foot tall woman. A woman.
Dan,
okay?
Dan, I have another question, Trevor. Yeah, Dan, I have another question. And this, hang on. This goes back earlier to the very beginning.
That looks like a massive field.
Okay, hang on. Trevor had asked a question, which I think was kind of glazed over, and I think it was a very important question. He is somebody who's actually studied these topics. Would you agree that he has actually learned about these topics, Dan?
I'm not saying he hasn't, but he's given a biased opinion.
Yes or no question.
He still has gone and learned about these topics. Now, he's asked a question.
So have not.
He asked about,
Okay, fair enough.
He asked about therapsids, and he asked about, I don't know if he mentioned synodonts or synapsids or any of those things, but correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going back a little bit. We're therapsids, we're synodonts, right? Humans, fall into that category? Okay, so I make sure before I ask him that I, so if he knows these
therapsids were way earlier, therapsids were the original reptile-mammal transition.
Okay, right, okay. So if he's talking about therapsids and synapses and you don't even know the difference between those two or the human categories of any kind, what do you think you're able to look at the information? You're able to read these things. You're able to see these words and you can't attach anything to them. When you see therapsid, this is what I hate about paleontology and all that stuff. They have hard words, even though I don't know what they mean, but pronouncing them is ridiculous. Therapsids. Mm-hmm. How do you, when you see that word written down somewhere, how do you know how to interpret it when you have no idea what the word even means? And then you're questioning
well,
him
who has
went
that's a classic tactic they use. The thing is, Trevor here, to make themselves
a classic tactic.
Big scientific words that.
Well, that doesn't answer the question. People could make up these words. Let's assume they're made up. If all words are made up to some degree.
I think you guys are misinterpreting what I'm saying.
But
I'm not saying every giant was a human. I know giants were all different kinds of species. They had all kinds far-fetched like things in the movie 300, things like that. I mean, half man, half animal because they
infiltrated. I'm going to try to ask this one more time. When you see words like mammal transition, when you see synodonts, when you see synapsids, when you see therapsids, when you see the types of periods, right, the Cretaceous period and all these technical names, right, even I have a hard time pronouncing. When you see them, when you're reading something, how do you associate with anything to them if you don't know what these words at all mean in any context?
First of all, why would I need to know in the words when you could see them clear as day? Just by looking at that, do I need to know that terminology?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you want to talk about it, you do. That's the whole point. That's
I can't pronounce the terminology, but I'm aware of it.
It's a tactic to draw me into that realm. No, I damn well I don't know those words. I couldn't pronounce it to save my life. And you do that specifically to draw people into that realm. So this way, it makes you look like the superior and the person look like the inferior. I can say those words.
I am the superior.
He is the superior, but here's
you don't need to know this. Okay,
Dan,
this is what you
Dan,
need to
one,
know.
My,
right
my
there.
Point to you, Dan.
Yeah, you do.
Dan,
this is
you
the
want to discuss
the
oh my god.
Right Dan, there. My point to you is very simple, and I think Trevor will agree with this wholeheartedly. The point is, if you're going to be reading something and you don't even have the prerequisite skills to understand the terminology in any context, you can therefore not credibly judge or evaluate what you're reading. You have no skill set to do so in any context. It doesn't matter if it's in science or any other topic. When I'm reading a paper, like in philosophy, I happen to know a little bit about the words, so I can read it in context. If I go to something like biochemistry, I'm lost as shit. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. I'm going to be like, hey, you know, Cy, help me out here, you know, because I have no idea what's going on. You have to have a basis to understand what you're reading. You admit you know nothing about these topics. You admit these words are foreign to you.
No, I said
they mean
those words
nothing.
Save my life. And
you don't know.
At the top of the show, you admitted that you had had no fucking training, no clue, no concept of this shit.
Right, and so that's just my point I wanted to bring to your attention. That's all.
I didn't say that.
Then what's a therapsid? What's the reptile mammal transition? What's the difference between a diapsid and a synapsid?
What are the seven sacred sciences? I could go down that road too. What are the seven sacred sciences?
No, that has nothing to do with evolution.
No, that has a lot to do with it because What I preach is truth.
No, it doesn't.
It's life, plain and simple. That has a lot to do with it.
No.
And you can't sit there and like, you can't sit there and say, oh, because it was whatever, a mastodon, whatever. Giants were not just humans, okay? The giants had many, many species. Some of them were up to 20-plus feet tall. These things were around all over the place, like stuff you see on the movie 300, what you call Greek mythology. There's nothing mythological at all, except they were gods. They were fallen angels and their offspring called the Nephilim. There was a perverted bloodline to distort so Jesus would never come on the planet in the future at the time. That's why they corrupted the bloodline. That's why God destroyed the earth, not because he hated humanity, because the fallen angels and the seed of Cain corrupted the bloodline of Adam. That's why. And things like you could not possibly believe walk this earth. They find underground caverns. Okay, again, now you see TV, the Midnight Ride, they did a big show on it.
Caverns.
Underground, like you could fit tens of thousands of people, ancient, that predate the American Indians, found underground. These remains found all the time, but it's heavily covered up all the time.
Well, we're hitting almost close to
where the fuck did all that come from?
Close to 2 hours, and we'll be having
where did it all come from? Because you don't know it, you don't understand it, because you're so much brainwashed with the garbage lies you learned from evolution.
Yeah,
no, well, I think you need to go back to
here's a no. Shut up, Dan. Here's a surprise.
That's what you need.
I think I could name four of the seven sciences, actually. It's like antediluvian masonry, right? That's what you're talking about, Book of Enoch?
Well, no, that's the bastardized version, yes. But
isn't there, like, there's the science of the soul and, like, science of the soul, science of the atom, science of sound.
Well, that's music, yeah. It's grammar, rhetoric, logic, arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. That's what the seven sacred sciences are. And there's all a bunch of things in those categories. So basically everything you learn today, all the sciences you learn, all that stuff, it's the bastardized version of the real side of them. You know what I mean? Because there's a cloud of everything. You got to understand, everything in the occultic world, like the Luciferian world, is a perverted, direct, perverted mirror image of what God teaches. God says, you shall not have other gods before me. Satan says, you can be like God. When God says, I'm the only God. And Satan says, no, there's other gods. You could be like God too. You know, so don't, I mean, like, everything's a direct mirror image of the real truth.
So then why didn't he fix all that with the flood?
He did for a while. Ooh. But the thing is, that's why he didn't allow Cain, because people wanted to kill Cain because he was Abel.
But he didn't. Cain didn't survive the flood. Cain's offspring didn't survive the flood.
I didn't say he did. I didn't say he did. He in his property.
I mean,
his generation built hieroglyphics and tombs to preserve the perverted sacred seven knowledges. And later on, when Noah and his family populated the earth again, and the Bible says there was Nephilim before the flood and after the flood. So obviously, some of the Nephilim, not the people, the Nephilim survived the flood. Some of them.
Wow, then God must not be all-powerful, then.
There's still Nephilim today. Like, Nephilim still exists.
There's a specific reason.
Nephilim 3.
There's a specific reason behind that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so God got rid of all of the sin and the evil and everything on the earth, except for, like, this handful of... Okay,
We got to start wrapping up.
Well, he did that for a reason.
I'm setting up the after show now, guys, so we have to wrap this up, because I can't finalize that until this is done.
Dan, we gotta wrap up, but thank you for coming on, and I'm gonna give you a chance now to say whatever you want, like a final thought, wrap up your thoughts, your positions, plug your show, anything you want to do like that. And
well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show, and anytime you want me on, please let me know. And thank you, Trevor, for this debate, whatever. And I don't hate you, man, or nothing like that. Just pray for you, man, because you really need to open your eyes to the truth. And I'm not saying you're stupid and anything like that. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, you just need to redirect your mind to the important, the real truth called the Holy Bible and the real reality in the world. But I just want to everybody, my show is truthradioshow.com. You get all my listings and links and everything else, my Twitter, all that stuff is all on that page. And other than that, I just ask people, don't listen to me. I don't want people even listen to a word out of my mouth. I want you to challenge me. Go look this stuff up yourself. And, hey, you need to find the truth for your own. Not listen to me Gambadondi or Trevorino. Go look it up for yourself. And this is the only truth I have. Plain and simple. All
right, well, Dan, you are invited to the after show, and I will challenge you on everything you said in this particular hangout, because everything you said was just unbelievably wrong. I mean, your wrongness wasn't even wrong. It was so wrong. It was
I'll send you the link for that too. I've got to close out on the go ahead.
If you want to have me on again, and me and you could talk about this, so people could hear it, not just the after party.
Well, no, the after show's also
what the after party's for.
So that's what the after party's for. Me and you, I'm more welcome to it.
Okay.
So I gotta get to work an hour. But
that's understandable. That's understandable.
Thank you. Bye, Dan. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
Okay, so please. I need to put in a new input. Steve, or Trevor, actually, wrap up your thoughts. I've got to have a second to get another call in here, because we're going to have a guest speaker real quick. But
I can't, man. That was a garbage fire of idiocy. I mean, I knew it would be bad, but fuck all.
Dude, holy shit. Like the George Luzak younger, dumber version. You know?
Oh, my God. No, I mean, the only thing I can say is, everybody, every single fucking sane, reasonable, educated person out there, this is why we fight. Because people like Dan are out there spreading this information. This is why I am hashtag angry Indologist. This is why this shit happens. This is why the Non Sequitur Show exists. This is why I love these dudes. You gotta get in on this. I understand that some scientists out there, you have jobs with like social media rules and this, that, the other thing. I got nothing to lose. I'm a freelancer. I'm bitching that way. But holy crap, even if you could do it anonymously or anything, we are in trouble, man. There is a war on science. And that, I know some of you are going to say, why'd you give Dan a vehicle? Because I want to show you guys the threat. This is real. There are people really like this. And I'm half terrified and half hysterically just giggly right now. And I don't know
how much do you think that he's actually like that, though? I mean, with all honesty, it's hard to tell when somebody's that level of dumb. Right? You don't know it's an act. You don't know.
That's the crazy thing. So on Twitter, it could totally be an act. On his shows, it could totally be an act. That's why I wanted to see him live. I wanted to see him off the cuff. Holy fuck. He really is like that. I mean, I thought he was trying to like reestablish his brand or something, but motherfucker. He's an absolute certifiable 100% unicorn. He believes it all.
You were not making Digital Habarabi watch this stuff.
No,
I've been here for about 20 minutes. This. That was fascinating.
The lovely
people at Digital Habarabi are going to make a very important announcement. I figured that she could do it probably a lot better than I could. So I will just bring her on real quick and let her make that announcement.
Hi, everyone. Trevor, you did a great job. I'm really sorry.
Thank you very much.
Very impressive.
we love Trevor. Look at the love.
I'm Megan. For those who don't know me, Dr. Josh is in the background folding laundry. I'm one half of Digital Hammurabi. We're an educational YouTube channel that try really hard to fight against the kind of stuff that you guys have just sat through for 2 hours. And we are here because we're actually just launched our scholarship campaign. We've been fundraising for the past 6 months or so through our Patreon account to get enough money to basically give $2,000 to a PhD student so they can carry out summer research, if that's going out and excavating, if it's staying home and going through museum archives, or just writing a dissertation to try and actually, you know, real research, do scholarly research, and bring that reason of the grant is that all applicants and then all successful applicants have to come on and explain their research to our audience and give give non-specialists a chance to interact with them and with what they do. So we've been fundraising for 6 months. We have $1,300 already. By the time we have to start giving money out, we'll be up to about $3,500, which is really exciting. Yeah. And we're actually going to take a bit of a risk and say that we'll fund two students, which is a total of $4,000. So we've started a fundraising campaign today to try and just raise that $500 extra. So I am here to ask you if you have any spare money, if you feel like watching some really great historical research unfold in front of your eyes and being able to influence that, because if you contribute to the scholarship campaign, then you get the chance to vote on which particular research you think should be funded. So we have a Patreon account. It's www.patreon.com/digitalhammurabi. We also have PayPal. It's digitalhammurabi@gmail.com. We have a theme here and we stick to it. And for the next 2 weeks, anyone who contributes $20 or more will get, on top of whatever regular Patreon rewards you go for, anyone who contributes $20 or more will get a print of an illustration I did of a new Assyrian palace relief. Did you get that picture, Carl?
Yes, sorry, I did. Oh, give me 1 second. I can switch over right now.
And Josh has it on his hoodie here.
Sorry,
I emailed you the picture and then I didn't think to text you about it.
I've got it right here. Let me bring that up. Okay. And merge over.
Hooray.
What does it say down at the bottom?
So that is Ashurbanipal's royal titulary. It says, I am Ashurbanipal, great king, strong king, king of the world, king of Assyria, and king of the four quarters, which is kind of like the four quarters of the earth. So you get an awesome illustration with some cuneiform. Nice.
I should say this. Don't pay any attention to this, guys. This is not news dump. I had a browser thing over top of this that I'm going to tease you guys with before we close out the show, and I just hurriedly put this over top of that. But don't associate these two things. This is not dumb. What's behind it is dumb. Okay?
Thank you for showing it. I didn't give you any warning for that at all, so I appreciate
that. Can I get this straight for a second? So if I sign up to follow you on Patreon, this is going to go toward the grant?
Yeah, everything that we get through our Patreon account goes straight to the scholarship fund. And actually, Josh and I, out of our own pocket, are reimbursing all of Patreon's fees as well. So 100% of donations go straight to that. And we've had 5 applications already, which is really exciting. We've had an Assyriologist, an art historian, an anthropologist, an archaeologist, and then I think another archaeologist as well.
Did you tell the Assyriologist she shouldn't even bother, or he or she shouldn't even bother, because then it would look like you were playing favorites?
I did not say that, because crushing the dreams of the young is a shameful endeavor.
No, how can I argue with that?
Why not? It's going to happen eventually.
That's true.
I just went ahead and I'm now supporting you for $50 a month on Patreon.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
That's fucking awesome. Any kind of grant program for PhD students and pre-docs and postdocs or anything like that is so necessary in this day and age, because literally $2,000 can go a long way from a simple to a complex science. That's exactly. That's a year's worth of preprints. That's a shit ton of stuff you can have. That is so fucking cool, guys.
Thank you. Cheers. We didn't think we'd make it, but we're going to have $4,000 of entirely crowdfunded money, which is incredible.
And we'll do as many scholarships as we can afford to do. So.
I mean, if we get more than 4,000, we'll just send another student more money.
Excellent.
Right on. Let me throw that up on Twitter right now.
Good deal.
I appreciate that.
And make sure
that counts for all your other things too, like PayPal and that as well.
Yep.
Or just this.
So, well, okay, the Patreon PayPal donations we get that state there for HAPS. Generally speaking, we use PayPal donations for stuff like software upgrades, But if it states it's for the scholarship, then that goes straight to the scholarship fund
as
well.
Can you tell them what HAPS?
All right, I'm going to send you 20 through PayPal for the scholarship fund. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yeah, that would be amazing.
I love your channel. Josh just said, it's just amazing.
Thank you, Steve. It's, again, it's all down to you guys. And Josh just said I should tell everyone what HAPS stands for. HAPS is the name of the scholarship fund. It was actually came up, one of our subscribers came up with it. It's Humans Against Poor Scholarship.
I like it.
Which,
pre-HAPS.
Is necessary.
Right now you're pre-HAPS.
That's
so awesome.
Right now you're pre-HAPS.
You guys are just an amazing channel. I watch it occasionally. I don't know half the stuff of what you're talking about, but you do it so, you present it so well. It's just engaging, you know? Did you guys are great.
Yeah, make sure you check them out.
What's your Twitter handle? I'm not finding it under Digital Hammurabi.
_ Hammurabi.
_, that's what it was. Okay, yep. I found it.
Someone has already taken Digital Hammurabi, which is...
Bastards.
Very annoying. I know.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for coming in and dropping by. And
thank you for letting me.
Absolutely. We will... say goodnight to you, because I'm sure that you guys are tied up with your channel, which is exploding, by the way. So congratulations.
Well, slowly but surely, we're getting there. But actually, the baby just woke up. So thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a lovely evening.
We'll catch you soon.
See you later.
All right. Bye. Okay. So we're going to do the after show. I'm going to do like usual and read. I'll read the first half of the super chats and then the other half when we do the after show. But I wanted to tease you guys with this. Make sure you check out the after show, because you will find out why this is a thing. What is the man that told people to have a seat and busted predators for years? What in the world is he arrested for? You'll find out.
I know.
In the after show.
Please.
All right. Let's do some. Now, I will say it's not what you think. It's not.
But he did get arrested.
Is it what I hope?
No, it's not. It's not that bad. But he did get arrested.
Damn it!
Yeah, but he did.
Ruining my fun.
No, he's on. No, he's on. He's out now. He on his own recognizance. But yeah.
Okay.
Tune in. Find out what it was for.
Can we keep Dan as a pet?
You just want to pat him on the head and say everything's going to be all right, right?
Well, that was something, wasn't it?
It's okay. It's okay, boy. Yeah. Goddamn.
I'm trying to pull up.
I'm so sober.
How can you be sober? You're not sober.
I don't know. Confirmation bias. I'm sober, damn it.
Okay. I'm trying, guys. It's slow. There we go. Okay.
I got time if you guys got time.
You got the after show, right?
Yeah, I'm setting it up right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and guys, if I didn't get a chance to look at that because I was trying to put that thing on the screen for Megan, but if you are somebody that believes in a conspiracy theory and you want to come into the after show and rumble with us, please tag me on the live chat, me or Steve, and we'll make sure that we get that to you. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of super chats. Thank you, guys. SSDG Blue Falcon, ask him to put a light bulb in his mouth. Mark Forster says, please educate people. Joshy Neurotic says, ask Dan his views on children and how they should fear their parents. In his view, kids should fear their parents or you're a bad parent. That's creepy.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. Hoosier Atheist says, people on the International Space Station can see the glow of this dumpster fire. I agree. Tatted Philosophy says, Bible also says bats are birds.
Yep.
Yes, it does. Omega Ia 1 says, what the fuck did I just click into? Yikes. TS says, I'm watching this from the toilet after taco night. Thank you for that, TS. Garrett McCall says, if evolution is true, can Trevor explain how a potato was able to develop a face and mimic human speech, kind of? All hail our reptile overlords.
Oh, god damn, that's a good one, dude.
Oh, they're cold-blooded tonight. Cold-blooded.
I'm stealing that for Twitter.
Let's do two more. When God was handing out brains, Dan thought he said trains, so he didn't get any. Osiris, the kid, says Dan's non-existent neck is proof of evolution. Godless engineer says, why is the scientist arguing with a guy living out of his car? All right, so we'll get to the other ones after we do the after show. Let's see. I'm seeing.
I just want to thank Bronto Mead from San Diego for supplying me with a growler of Stegosaurus blood. It's a hibiscus mead at 12%, and nice. I only have about that much left. So yeah, that's one of the things I've been drinking tonight. Oh, I just thought it would be appropriate. Bronto Mead, the choice of paleontologists everywhere.
All right, Mac HD, I've got your email. I'm gonna send it over to Steve. Steve will email you the link to join.
Are we doing this?
Just said triple IPA.
Yeah, we'll do it on Zoom.
Yeah, I've had a triple IPA. It's pretty potent.
All right, yeah. We'll do it on Zoom. So give us about 15 to 20 minutes, guys, and let me make sure I don't have any last minute people that popped in saying they wanted to come on. Don't see any. Okay, we will be back in 15 or 20 minutes, and we will do the after show and see if we can't get to the bottom of giants, cyclopses, floods, flat earths. You know, because people who believe in the flat earth have just as much valid points as people who believe in the globe.
There's good people on both really sides.
I'm glad you pressed him on that, but he was evasive. But we're gonna do a little bit of a exposition on the after show and tell your good points, bad points, and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, hate that you got slaughtered so bad there, Trev.
I'm about to do a Ryan Seacrest style like cliffhanger. You know what I mean? Like find out next. Will Trevor be going home? We'll find out next on American Idol. I mean, non sequitur.
I am home. Wait. This is my apartment.
All right, Dave. Dave's not
what?
Here.
What? How much have you had to drink, Kyle?
Okay, Kyle.
Have you been vibing that mead too?
That broke.
That was like neutron star level dumpster fire.
Give me a second here. I'm going to give out some things here.
Do I have to get to another window?